listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 463, covering week 18, April 27th to May 3rd, 2026. Release 421 of Startwine-Launcher, an application designed to run Windows-based programs and games on Linux systems, has been published. The primary goal of Startwine-Launcher was to simplify the process of creating Wine prefixes, sets of Windows libraries and dependencies required for Windows applications to run on Linux for beginners. Startwine-Launcher is written in Python and licensed under the GPLv3 license. The interface is based on the GTK library. Linux kernel 7.1, expected to be released in mid-June, includes changes that add support for real-time mode, preempt_RT, on 32-bit ARM processors, which was previously available for x86 and x86-64, ARM64, RISC-V, and Loang Arch architectures. John Seeger outlined plans for integrating features based on large language models into Ubuntu. Initially, Ubuntu developers intended to use AI models to improve the distribution's existing functionality, followed by the addition of specific AI capabilities and workflows for users interested in using AI. AI capabilities will be integrated into the distribution gradually throughout 2027 without coercion as they become ready. When selecting AI tools, preference will be given to open source models distributed under licenses consistent with the spirit of the distribution, as well as open source AI platforms. AI models will be run locally by default. Integration with external cloud-based AI systems will be a user-controlled option. It is emphasized that the initiative's goal is not to transform Ubuntu into an AI-powered product or to promote AI for its own sake, but to selectively integrate AI capabilities into the distribution where they will be truly beneficial to users. Those who do not wish to use AI will be provided the option to disable them. Examples of AI applications cited include processing voice commands, diagnosing network and system problems, configuring services, analyzing logs, performing routine tasks, and auditing servers. Bazite 44 has been released, aimed at gamers and based on the work of the Fedora Kinoite and Fedora Silverblue projects. Bazite develops atomically updated editions of Fedora Linux with the KDE and GNOME desktops. According to ProtonDB, the Bazite project ranks 4th, 9.5%, in the popularity of Linux distributions used by computer gamers, behind only KashiOS, Arch Linux, and Linux Mint. Builds are available for PCs, laptops, set-top boxes, and gaming consoles such as the Steam Deck, Asus Ally, GPD, AIN, and MSI Claw. The distribution is delivered as a monolithic image, not split into separate packages, and is updated as a single unit. Applications are installed in Flatpak format or as containers. Wadroid is used to run Android games. The package includes Steam and a selection of components sought after by PC gamers, as well as additional drivers for game controllers and Wi-Fi. Optimizations have been made to system components to improve responsiveness and enhance HDR and VRR support. Valve has released Game Networking Sockets 1.5.0, a library implementing a messaging system over UDP that can be used to implement high-speed and reliable network data exchange in games. The code is written in C++ and licensed under the BSD license. Game Networking Sockets implements a TCP-like connection-based protocol over UDP, but focuses on message transmission rather than streaming. Messages can be transmitted over the established communication channel using either guaranteed delivery or faster, unreliable transmission. The protocol supports features such as fragmentation handling, packet reassembly, bandwidth prediction and limiting, P2P communication channel creation, address translator bypass, and encryption. Data in packets is encrypted using the AES block cipher algorithm, and digital signatures based on ED25519 elliptic curves are used for key exchange and certificate verification. The mechanisms for key delivery and initialization vector selection for each packet are based on methods employed in the QUIC protocol. One of the Devoan developers has unveiled the GTK2-NG project, which will develop a fork of the GTK2 library, aiming to continue its maintenance and ensure high-quality performance in modern distributions. Maintaining the fork will allow Devoan to continue shipping GTK2-based applications after GTK2 support ends in Debian 14, which is expected to be released in the summer of 2027. The GTK project's developers stopped maintaining GTK2 more than 5 years ago, and GTK2 packages have already been removed from the official repositories of most distributions. Ardor uses GTK2 but does not depend on external libraries and maintains its own GTK2 fork, YTK. The Debian repository still contains approximately 150 packages with GTK2 dependencies, including Afterstep, Double Commander, FPC, GKRELM, GMPC, HexChat, Lazarus, MPlayer, Navit, Pigeon, Sane-Frontends, Skim, Silfeed, Ticker, Tilem, UIM, User Mode, Xsane, XZGV, and Z88. Future plans include porting changes from the GTK2 fork maintained by Xlibre project member Stefan11111, as well as backporting code from YTK from Ardor. Other tasks include checking the build in GCC15 and adding support for using libppd for printing on systems running CUPS 3.x, using the GPLv3 license for the new code, and changing the name to avoid claims from the GNOME project are a possibility. The Linux Containers community has released LXC 7.0, a toolkit for managing isolated containers. It provides a runtime suitable for both running containers with a full system environment similar to virtual machines and for running unprivileged containers of individual applications. The LXC 7.0 branch has designated a long-term support release with updates generated until 2031. LXC is written in C and is licensed under GPLv2. LXC includes the libLXC library, a set of utilities, templates for building containers, and a set of bindings for various programming languages. Isolation is achieved using native Linux kernel mechanisms. Namespaces are used to isolate processes, the network stack, user IDs, and mount points. C groups are used to limit resources, kernel capabilities such as AppArmor and SE Linux profiles, seccomp policies, cheroots, and capabilities are used to reduce privileges and restrict access. Sculpt 26.04 has been released based on Gnode OS framework technologies and suitable for everyday users. The project's source code is licensed under the GPLv3 license. A system image is available for download, suitable for use on PCs, PinePhone smartphones, and MNT Reform laptops. It supports systems with Intel processors and graphics subsystems with VT-D and VT-X extensions enabled, as well as ARM systems with VMM extensions. Evgeny Golishev has published a working prototype of the Debian 13-based Win32/Linux system C:\Deb, offering a Windows-like environment built on Wine and user space components borrowed from React OS, running on top of the Linux kernel. The system's user environment uses Wine Explorer and is styled to resemble Windows 95/98. Two images are available for testing, a raw image for running in QEMU, and a VDI disk for VirtualBox, along with scripts and instructions for building the system yourself. The C:\Deb project is inspired by a similar system called Lost 32, which was expected in January of this year but never materialized. Several network services operated by Canonical and the Ubuntu project, including Ubuntu.com and security-related APIs, were unavailable for several days due to a DDoS attack. The hacker group 313 team claimed responsibility for this attack. The experimental branch of the apt 3.3.0 package management tool has been released. Once stabilized, it will be used as a basis for the stable version 3.4. The new apt branch has been accepted into Debian Unstable. The latest KDE Weekly Development Report has been published, presenting changes for the KDE Plasma 6.7 branch expected in June. The KDE Plasma 6.7 branch entered a soft freeze, during which time new feature submissions have ceased, and the developer's focus has shifted to polishing functionality before release and finalizing the integration of previously planned changes into the branch. The developers of the Linux Mint distribution have been publishing updated ISO images featuring newer versions of the Linux kernel. For Linux Mint 22.3, originally shipped with kernel 6.14, a hardware enablement update has been published featuring kernel version 6.17, ported from Ubuntu 24.04.4 LTS. The publication of such interim ISO images updates are expected to resolve issues users are experiencing with support for new hardware amid the extension of the release cycle and the decision to publish the next Linux Mint release in late December 2026 rather than early September. NetHack 5.0.0, a turn-based single-player strategy console game, is now available. It's a roguelike game where players navigate dynamically generated dungeon labyrinths, battling monsters, finding artifacts, and upgrading their abilities. Studying the game's source code and discussing strategies with other players helps players successfully complete levels. The game has been in development since 1987. The last major release, NetHack 3.6.0, was released in 2015. The code is written in C and is distributed under the NetHack open source license. license. The new version features over 3,100 fixes and changes, a significant code base cleanup, improved architecture, and a redesigned build process. The game code has been brought into compliance with the C99 standard. Cross-compilation support for multiple platforms and operating systems has been implemented. The game level and dungeon compilers, as well as the quest text file processing engine, have been converted from Yak and Lex to Lua, integrated, and now generate content during gameplay. The Video Land Project has published the first preliminary release of the DAV2D library, implementing an alternative free decoder for the AV2 video encoding format. The project's code is written in C with assembly language inserts and is distributed under BSD license. Support is provided for x86, x86-64, ARM64, Loang Arch, PPC, and RISC-V architectures. DAV2D is optimized for maximum performance and is claimed to be the fastest existing AV2 decoder for all supported platforms. It is hoped that the software implementation of AV2 offered in DAV2D will help compensate for the lack of hardware decoders in the early stages of the AV2 codec's development. The new DAV2D library is similar in purpose and architecture to the existing DAV1D project, but implements the AV2 codec instead of AV1. Some common features have been ported from the DAV1D codebase. The DAV2D library will support all AV2 features, including advanced subsampling modes and all specified color depth control parameters. The project is still in development and is not yet recommended for production systems, as the final AV2 specification has not yet been approved. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.